WWA Mobile.
DTY. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Is that the one and only original equipment, Daniel?
What are you doing?
Our night and day. I'm going to go home and I'm going to relax and try to watch the inside of my eyelids. What is just going downhill? Oh, hey, Dave! Say, hey, Dave, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, Dave, I thought I heard some whining on here. I wanted to see if everything was okay, that's all. Radio whining there. I'm sorry, I was just laughing at that.
Kenny Youngman is nothing to worry about.
Double, but you, Steve, you won out. Go ahead, Daniel.
What are you up to today, Dave?
I'm trying to stay out of trouble. I'm actually waiting on a customer. I've got to go down to Greenville and go take a look at a furnace. Waiting for a customer to get home, and then I'm going to head on down and see if I can fix it. Well, I know I can. I think I know what it is. Back over to you, Daniel.
HVAC systems, is this correct?
Yes, sir. HVAC and heating systems. Yes, sir.
Once again, I think I got either too close or not far enough away from the truck in front of me and lost signal.
I said, yes, sir. Yes, that's what I do for a living. I work on air conditioning and heating.
Are you on QRZ?
Yes, sir, I am. I am on QRZ. Look up KB2HXS and you'll find me. I believe my email is there. In fact, yes, I am.
Out to you, Matt. I've been having problems with my parents' air condition for the summer. It clogs up and runneth with water. So I need to try to get that looked at. So I may reach out to you, see what you can do. But you also do cameras as well, correct?
Yeah. We talked about that once before with my D500, my D850. Let's not leave Steve out. I know a lot of people just forget about him. I don't want to forget about my friend Steve, but yes, I do. Steve, why don't you take it for a round?
4VWA. Hey, I can take a hint. Man. Now, hey, Daniel, Dave will take good care of you without reaming you.
Conversation right there, gentlemen. Hold it for the phone.
Steve, just as hard as I can go.
Weird.
He's retarded.
I'm a retread.
Yeah, so what were you doing all day then if you were working?
Some medical issues I had to take care of overnight.
But you're feeling all right and hopefully feeling better soon.
Okay. So, I just need to get some rest.
Try to get some rest. You know why they say the good die young, and my wife said that I will live probably forever.
But I gotta tell you something. It's better to flame out than fade away. And I sure don't, I want to go out in a flash. I don't want to, I know a lot of people carry that burden, but I sure don't want to go out with some kind of cancer or some creepy, crawly disease that takes a year and a half to get you. You know? Better to flame out and fade away.
Gone goes Johnny Rotten.
Well, I'm with you, Steve. I'd rather just go out than it be a prolonged thing. So I hear you there.
Guys, I'm fixing to pull into the hacienda, and I'm gonna call it a day on you. Y'all carry on. And Dave, I looked at something if this really does start working out, I'm not going to jump on it immediately. I want you to go over to HRO and look at a Comet GP15 for a home station. It looks great. And it was recommended to me by our friend, the repeater man, okay?
I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look at it and get back with you, because I happen to have an open pole up on the side of my house I can throw it up on. Daniel, over to you. Have a good day, Steve. Go get some rest and breathe in, breathe out. You know, you'll be fine. Daniel?
Steve, and get some rest, 7-3s, and have a good one. Hang on 1 second, Dave.
Success is hanging.
SXKI4DTY. Hey, sorry about that. I had a call.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'm just sitting at the house here. I'm waiting on a call from a customer. So if I have to duck off the radio here quickly, I'll have to let you know that.
Because I'm about to destinate. So did you ever buy that 800 wheel?
Did I buy what?
You were looking at maybe buying used, I thought it was 400 mil or 800 mil lens for your Nikon.
No, that was a 200 to 500, and yes, I did get that.
500. You happy with it? You like it?
It's a great lens. I love it.
Comment. Hey, Dave, just a quick little comment. I checked the little frequency over there that we were talking about earlier with that GP15, and from my driveway I am hitting that thing solid as a rock. It's great. Just food for thought. K4VWA, y'all carry on. I'm clear and gone this time for sure.
Fine, Steve, very good. I will look into that antenna. Anyway, Daniel, yeah, the 200 to 500 lens, and that's as solid as a rock lens, man. I've taken some good photos with that thing. Haven't done too much lately with the winter time, but we want to go up to Sassafras Mountain, I think, this week or possibly this weekend, and maybe get some sunset pictures.
That would be really nice. Also, with the moon being so low, you could probably get some nice shots with the moon setting it up on a tripod. Is that a variable or is that a constant?
No, that's a constant f5.6. That's not like the Tamron or the, excuse me, the other one, the Sigma, where they go 5.6 to 6.3. No, this is 5.6 throughout.
That's a nice one then. Yeah, because I knew the Sigma was a variable, which Sigma, their Art series is actually pretty good, but I wasn't sure about their zoom version at 200 to 500. I thought it was variable, but I wasn't sure. Every now and then, Nikon will come out with a variable, so I wasn't sure.
KB2HX says, yeah, I believe the Sigma version is a 150 to 600. That's a little bit longer reach, but that's probably why it's variable.
Yeah, I had bought my first Tamron lens. I always kind of looked down on them, but I had bought my first Tamron lens a couple months ago. We were shooting Sony, and I was pleasantly surprised. They actually have a couple of nice lenses. This was a 14 mil for a house shoot I was doing, but it actually was really crisp and clean, and I was really happy with it. But now I was thinking about our conversation the other day about you looking at that. I couldn't remember if it was a 400 or if it was like that 2 to 5, but, yeah, I wanted to ask you what you thought about it, so that's cool.
Man, we talked about it. Yeah, I got that last year.
You were on your way to Spartan Photo to look at it. Were you looking? No. When we talked first, you were looking at the 800, and I encouraged you to go for it, or the 850. And then I think like a month or so later, maybe it was you were looking at that 2 to 5.
That's right. Yeah, I got the D850. In fact, I'm looking at it. It's sitting on my desk here. That's a great camera. I love that camera. Wow, I'm so glad. I got the D500, for my, you know, my my high shutter speed, and I got the D850, which is a full full frame, and that's I tell you what, that fires off some good pictures too.
And I told you I had just sold my 800s, and I tell you what, me and my brother were talking about the other day, and man, that our 800, well, we had 2.8s and 2.850s, and they were just nice cameras. I loved them. They shot nice and crisp and clean, and I just loved them. I miss it. We ended up going over to the Canon R5Cs.
Mirrorless stuff, right?
And we go with the mirrorless, just because the situation, even with Nikon not, you know, coming out with any new stuff for their mirrored, everything's mirrorless now.
Thing that really kind of irked me with the mirrorless is they changed the mount for the lens. So now you have to sell all your lenses and upgrade to the new Nikon Z mount, which is, I don't know, I don't think that was a real smart move, but whatever. You know, I'm not in it professionally like you are. I'm more of a hobbyist, so I just stick with what I got.
Exactly why you just mentioned of why we even switched over, because with the Z series you have to go with a different mount, and then the other thing was is it was kind of, we were in that awkward spot where we need to upgrade, but Nikon had not come out with anything other than I think that 50 mil and like a 35 mil for the Z series, so you had to use that stupid mount and all the other crap, and I just was like, no, we can't do that. So that's why we ended up bailing out of it altogether.
You did what you had to do for yourself and your business. But me, like I say, I'm a hobbyist, so I'm sticking with what I got. I got a nice tripod stand. I bought a gimbal. I bought a really, really nice gimbal mount. I've got a ball mount. You know, so I'm pretty well set up. I've got a couple nice lenses. I'm pretty happy with what we got.
KI4EJY. Over here, y'all, I'm leaving the tax office. I'm not sure if y'all could hear me screaming or not, but I did manage to make it out with all four limbs this time. But, yeah, about the Z-mount lenses, they had to change the mount because of the mirrorless cameras, and it afforded them to do a lot of upgrades to the lenses, like faster apertures and stuff like that, that they couldn't do with the old Nikon F mount.
Do I have this? Well, no, that's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. I didn't have a need to upgrade to mirrorless, so I'm just sticking with, you know, the SLR, and I'll keep the cameras I have for now. I'm sure it'll be good for a good long while until I run out of shutter count. Daniel?
Well, you already know you love the 850, so it's a great camera. I definitely, like I said before, I miss it a little bit because it was a nice camera. But anyways, I've detonated, so I need to go ahead and step out. It was a pleasure talking to you, Steve. I mean, yeah, well, Steve too, but Dave. And I'll actually probably reach out to you through QRZ and talk to you about what I need looked at.
If you contact one of the guys off the radio to have my number, just get my number. You know, Steve got it. I don't know who else you know, whose number you have, but yeah, definitely fire off an email to me, and we'll get connected.
Patrick, have your number?
Yes, he does.
But anyways, 73s, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later.
Please take it up. KB2HXS, 73, Daniel.
Yeah, this is KI4EJY, Elisha. I'm actually Daniel's brother. I try not to tell many people that, so don't spread the word.
Did you say, what was it?
I'm Daniel's brother, but try not to spread that word around too much.
Oh, and don't tell people I'm friends with Steve.
My lips are sealed, okay?
Well, anyway, Elijah, I'm gonna hang the mic up here. I gotta step inside. I'm gonna finish my coffee before I gotta run out the door. I'll be mobile here shortly. And You have a good day, and we will catch up with you later. And I'll try not to tell anybody.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I heard y'all talking about the camera, so I wanted to jump in real quick. But, yeah, I'll be mobile for at least about 30, 40 minutes. So it was a pleasure talking to you, KI4EJY Mobile.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you later, Elijah. KI4EJY, KB2HXS.